hard before they decide to sign the agreement.
CBS's Olivia Rinaldi is in Washington.
Congress has only funded the government through March 14th, so Congress hasn't even agreed upon paying for some of these buyouts. So a lot of questions surrounding what this is actually going to look like going forward, as we're just hours away from when that deadline is set to take effect.
President Trump today blamed what he called an obsolete air traffic control system for last week's deadly collision of a passenger jet and military helicopter.
We spent billions and billions of dollars trying to renovate an old broken system instead of just saying cut it loose. And let's spend less money and build a great system.
The military says one American service member and three defense contractors were killed in a plane crash on a mission in the Philippines. Correspondent Nicole Killian reports Democrats have managed to delay a Senate committee's vote on the Trump nominee to head the FBI, Kash Patel.
They expressed a lot of concerns about some of his past statements and positions with respect to January 6th, with regard to some of his online posts suggesting violence against elected officials. And so that merited some concern on the part of Democrats. And so consequently, we are now seeing this vote put on hold.
On social media, President Trump today doubled down on his idea for the U.S. to take control of Gaza, saying it should be, quote, turned over to the United States by Israel at the conclusion of fighting. Arab League spokesman Jamal Rushdie says the idea could derail the next phases of the Gaza ceasefire.
We all hope that this ceasefire agreement will continue to the next stage and the third stage as well. But they will think that what they need to do now is just to reject the proposal.
Well, snow shovels are out in the Northeast. Snow and ice are fouling travel. Another storm could invade this weekend. Thunderstorms brought heavy rains and caused flash flooding in parts of West Virginia and eastern Kentucky. Some 10,000 grocery store workers are now on strike in the Denver area. They claim unfair and illegal negotiating practices by the King Soopers store chain, which is owned by Kroger. Wall Street's right now, the Dow is down 102 points. The S&P and NASDAQ are trading higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There were a bunch of crashes in Racine and Kenosha last night and into the morning. A wintry mix froze up with roads a rink. Incidents included a Milwaukee County Sheriff's Squad being struck on 43, a 7-car pileup in one area, and a Racine County Sheriff's Squad involved in an accident on 7 Mile Road. Windy today, more coming up in the forecast. A drug bust in Kenosha Tuesday was the result of a tag team maneuver. The Racine County Sheriff's Office Metro Drug Unit and the Kenosha Drug Operation Group collaborated on a search warrant. It led to the arrest of a 26-year-old. Investigators say they seized over 70 pounds of pot and nearly $4,000 in cash. A music teacher in Racine County is making a positive impact on her students. Go deeper with her story online at Racine County I. And the parent company of the Racine Journal-Times and the Kenosha News is again experiencing technical issues. Print and digital editions have been halted. The disruption at Lee Enterprises affects over 70 papers across the country. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite Giannis Antetokounmpo out with a calf injury, the Bucks able to beat the Charlotte Hornets 112-102. The win snapped a 4-game losing streak. After the game, we learned the Bucks made another trade, sending guard DeLon Wright and some cash to the New York Knicks for 6'10" center Jericho Sims. That after trading Chris Middleton to the Wizards after 12 seasons in Milwaukee. Damian Lillard said due to injuries, the big three with him, Giannis, and Chris never happened.
He gets moved and you look back and it's like, man, we never really got that real shot and that real stretch to really go do what we had plans to do. It's unfortunate, but it's part of the game. It's part of this league.
NFL Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked at the Super Bowl if he's been actively recruiting free agents to come to Green Bay.
Put it like this, man. I've talked to a few guys. Obviously, I can't like actually recruit them, but I'm just like, look, you thinking about it, this place not going to disappoint you.
That's the Packers' Josh Jacobs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. Battling a brutal wind today. It's sustained out of the west up to 30 miles per hour with gusts peaking at 40 to 50, making it difficult to drive with power outages possible. And it's also making our temperatures feel about 15 degrees cooler. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios. WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. We have been serving southeastern Wisconsin for almost 100 years, over 98 years at this point. And we're going to keep going until we get it right. Get a Shy Lights on WRJN.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Just the two of us and nobody else.
on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget lined up and ready to go later this hour. The Racine County I Thrive Home and Wellness Expo is happening 2 days, March 1st and 2nd at Memorial Hall. It's got lots going on. So it's combining home improvement and wellness under one roof at one time. 2 days. Sustainable living experts, wellness practitioners, home remodeling experts, energy efficiency, all going to be discussed. And even WRJN going to be there broadcasting live. It's going to be a great time and a very worthwhile event. March 1st and 2nd from 10 until 4, both days at Memorial Hall. Tickets at the door with RacineCountyEye.com for details. Or find the link at WRJN.com.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2020. One meal at a time.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just Brew It in Union Grove. From handcrafted coffees to soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community. Carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Venus Robertson, the Green Bay woman, shares why Black History Month is special for her.
You need to be proud of your history.
For me, it just means a bunch of possibilities. Looking at the road that was laid before me, opportunities that were put out for me, things people went through to make sure that I have a chance.
Her story includes dressing up as a different person every day. It's a way to teach kids at the Boys and Girls Club about the richness of Black culture.
Tradition here, well, Black History Month, Miss Venus is going to dress up every single day. I really wanted them to see, like, you can be anything you want to be. That is my heart. I want to be a role model for the kids here.
Venus is sharing history while shaping the future. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
dig around the water, get a mic, kick a bedrock.
On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. This may be the only case where a guy forms a band, they make an album, and then he gets kicked out of his own band before they make the second album. That happened to Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
I lost my blood before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
The other were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you.
'Cause you came and you took control, you touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you
the truth. No one could look at
woman. I couldn't help but see, pretty woman. And you look lovely as can be. Are you lonely just like me?
Roy and Pretty Woman. I'm Dan Marcus, turning it over to Stuart J. Waddles for this update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The overnight and morning hours saw a surge in accidents across southeastern Wisconsin. A wintry mix contributed to hazardous roads. Incidents included a Milwaukee County Sheriff's Squad being struck on 43. A seven-car pileup on 115th and Good Hope Road in Milwaukee, plus a Racine County Sheriff's Squad was involved in an accident on 7 Mile Road. We're trying to find out if there were any major injuries. We will warm up a little today, but it'll come with some wind. Gusts could be up over 40 miles an hour. There is a chance of snow this weekend. More coming up in the forecast. The man arrested for a Kenosha homicide at a Southside home this week had a connection to the residence. Justin Tursik has been arrested for the fatal stabbing of Andrew Fankush and his dog in a home that Fankush was moving into. The home was formerly owned by Tursik's grandmother, and police believe the connection may have played a role in the violent confrontation. Tursik is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and is being held on $1.5 million bond. There are some changes coming to high school football in the state. Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Kuska has more.
The WIAA has approved a change to its high school football playoff qualification process. The Board of Control voted to create a wins-based metric for teams to get into the postseason. The new setup will also seed teams in the playoffs, eliminating the need for computer algorithms or coaches voting. In addition, the WIAA also expanded the 8-player football playoff field to 32 teams.
The changes, which had overwhelming support from football coaches in the state, will go into effect this fall. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Battling a brutal wind today. It's sustained out of the west up to 30 miles per hour with gusts peaking at 40 to 50, making it difficult to drive with power outages possible. And it's also making our temperatures feel about 15 degrees cooler. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
WRJN. How sweet it is to be loved.
understand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I've been there before. You bright enough for me all of my days. With a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly.
His nickname was Mr. Excitement. This is Jackie Wilson. Your love keeps lifting me higher and higher on the station with local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Hit for the Supremes out of Motown, Baby Love, on WRJN.
Loneliness has
John, Kiki D. And the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, has another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. And it's coming up right after this, complete with an explanation of what the title means by the artist who sang it. Because it is a little confusing. And we'll get into all that right after this on WRJN.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
And this station's named WRJN. Let's open up the vault door. For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while, and I'm going to write that wrong right here, right now, with this song from Tommy Roll. And this song is kind of bizarre because I never understood the name until I had a chance to sit down with Tommy Roll and ask him, what is that about? So this song from the same guy that gave us Dizzy and Hooray for Hazel and Sweet Pea out of Atlanta, Georgia. He had a hit in the top 10. This song was in the top 10 at the same time as Whole Lotta Love by Led Zeppelin. The song I'm wondering about and playing for you is Jam Up and Jelly Tight. What does that mean? Tommy Roe himself will explain after the song.
Jam up. Jelly tight. My, 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 my baby, now you're out of sight. Jam up and jelly tight. You look a little naughty, but you're so polite. Jam up and jelly tight. You won't say you will, but there's a chance that you might. I said the first day I met you,
Jam Up, Jelly Tights, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget this time around on WRJN. Now, what does Jam Up and Jelly Tight mean? I met up with Tommy Rowe when he was playing in Milwaukee a few years back, and finally got an explanation for it.
It was a saying my father used to use all the time when I was a kid. It's an old Southern expression, meaning like we see a pretty girl, she's groovy or she's out of sight, she's foxy. Well, in the old days when my dad was a kid, they'd see a pretty young lady and they'd say, that young lady is jam up and jelly tight. It was their expression for groovy, you know.
Wow, so learned something new every day. Had never heard that before. Tommy explained it to you, and glad to finally clear that up.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A federal judge has blocked President Trump's plan to offer buyouts to federal workers and extended the deadline to apply for that program to Monday. The deadline had been tonight. The president of the National Treasury Employees Union, Doreen Greenwald, has been urging workers not to take the deal.
Can you imagine being an employee who has received a letter of this nature, told you're not really productive, we want to get rid of you, resign now?
Trump has suffered another setback in court. Here's Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
The federal judge in Washington not only ruled against Donald Trump's executive order trying to bar birthright citizenship, but he actually scolded the president and the government as well.
The judge said birthright citizenship is a fundamental constitutional right. The Justice Department is suing the city of Chicago, claiming officials there have interfered with Trump's immigration crackdown. Here's Border Czar Tom Homan.
The victims and witnesses of crime don't want the public safety threat released in their communities? That's just ridiculous. The victims and witnesses of that crime want that bad guy locked up, too. And when they're done, then give him to us. That keeps the community safer.
Four people have died in a plane crash in the Philippines. CBS's Cammy McCormick has details.
It was a small plane under contract by the Defense Department. All four people on board were killed, including a U.S. service member. The Indo-Pacific Command says the aircraft was providing intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. A small number of U.S.